Your presence here, your understanding of the importance of exports to America's future, to the blending of our nation and our culture and our values with those of like-minded persons throughout the world, should only reinforce our determination to confine, in as much as the international community can possibly confine, savage act of inhumanity to people solely because of their ethnicity or their religion, and to confine, insofar as we possibly can as an international community, the ability of one country to invade another and upset its borders, and certainly to try to confine this centuries-old series of ethnic and religious enmities to the narrowest possible geographical boundaries. That is what we seek, not to act alone, not to act rationally, not to do things which would draw the United States into a conflict, not of its own making and not of its own ability to resolve, but simply concerted action that the international community can and should take to deal with these issues. I'll have more to say about it later, but in view of what happened today, I thought I ought to say this. For 59
President Bill Clinton speaking before the Export-Import Bank in Washington, D.C. Our White House correspondent Andrea Mitchell is standing by. Andrea, President Clinton has been criticized for not making his case or bringing his case to the American people about why the United States has a fundamental interest in the former Yugoslavia. He started to do that this morning. A, do you think the American people will buy it? And B, where does the Clinton administration go from here?
First of all, you're exactly right. He started to make the case today that the United States will not act alone, that it will act multilaterally, and that we do have strategic interests here in the Balkans, that the entire world has an interest in not seeing this widen. He will be calling François Mitterrand this afternoon, trying to persuade France and the other allies to get on board. I think you also heard him say today in those brief comments that Europe has a role to play. Up until now, John Major in Great Britain and Mitterrand in France, and particularly Boris Yeltsin in Russia, have not been willing to consider military steps. They wanted to wait for the self-styled Serbian parliament. Now Christopher will go back to them, and the president will be on the phone as well, trying to persuade them that there should be airstrikes, possibly also the lifting of the arms embargo. So far, the Europeans have not been willing to consider the lifting of the arms embargo. The British have said that they would possibly consider airstrikes if the parliament rejected the peace treaty as it has. Also, they're going to be trying to, the administration will be talking to Capitol Hill, trying to get the congressional leaders on board, Katie.
Okay, Andrea Mitchell, thank you so much. And Secretary of State Warren Christopher hopes that the rejection by the Bosnian Serb parliament will prompt our European allies to support tougher military intervention by the international community. We, of course, will have more on this developing story tonight on NBC Nightly News with Tom Brokaw from the White House this evening. Meanwhile, I'm Katie Couric, NBC News, New York.